autistic as fuck out loud? Let's explore living authentically autistic after adult diagnosis. Hi, I'm Johnny Profane. I share how I found relief at age 70, my six phases, my challenges, my joys, and my tips. How I embraced my neurodiversity, dealt with sensory overload, talked to others about my autism, and found my own tribe. Are you autistic? Care about one? Wonder if you are one? This epi may help you find your own solutions quicker than me. Join me on this journey, slouching toward joy. Let's celebrate our differences together. Don't forget, help all autistic writers, artists, podcasters beat the social media algorithm. Always hit subscribe and like. Biggest thing you can do to get the word out.
It's gonna take a weird one.
Autistic and joy? Not two words I'd ever throw together. Not before diagnosis, not after. Until a certain blog post, which for the life of me I can't find again. So details may be a little hazy. Content note, brief mention of suicidality, profanity, opinionated. It's maybe 2 years after Dr. Mike diagnosed me autistic. I'm still doing that late diagnosis hard bop jitterbug in my head to the beat. So maybe I am, just maybe I'm not, hopping from one mental foot to another, always landing on the wrong offbeat, flailing around off balance. Great. Maybe I am officially autistic. My life still sucks. So, yet again, I'm buried in a blog post on autism, grabbing a few minutes, madly scrolling my phone in the car. My wife's running an errand in Joanne's. We separated the year before, but became friends again. It'd be another 2 years before we regroup as a couple. In the post I'm scanning, a young autistic software developer talks career struggles, mostly other humans. Toward the end, she drops a notion new to her, autistic joy, and how, surrounded by all her difficulties, she was struck by the joy in the moments she spent alone, focused on coding, probably Python. Joy seemed ridiculous at first to me. Most blogs I read burnout, and I nod my head, yes. Failing at parties, I nod my head. Following all the rules, still failing at everything, freaking bang my head. I made 3 trips to the psych ward in my life. You know, suicide watch. Autistic joy? That's whack. Cringeworthy. But something about her article stuck in my craw. I hit Twitter and search hashtag autistic joy. Bang. Jen White Johnson, an Afro-Latina artist and educator. She moves me when she writes about her son Knox, especially his infectious joy in his interests, his triumphs, the weather. Something called to me. Forgotten memories. 3rd grade. Just me and my chemistry set in the basement. 2nd grade library. Sitting alone. Devouring mythology and juvie sci-fi. Collecting polywogs on a brisk early spring morning. I'm 9. Dancing in every rainstorm till at least 7 years old. You know, joy was everywhere when I was a kid. I felt it. I blurted it out to anyone who would listen. Say about my realistic dinosaur models in detail. But they always walked away, eventually. It seems my joy wasn't the right joy. Wrong reasons, wrong place. Too loud, too long, unacceptable to anyone in my life. So I learned to ignore my joy, deny it, forget it. Wait, that doesn't cut it. That's not what masking was like. See, I didn't grow out of my childish joy. No, I didn't just kill it. I stuck a stake through its heart, buried it back behind some shed in my memory, and let it rot there so y'all could feel comfortable around me without my joy. Hey, if you were just diagnosed autistic as an adult, or care about someone, or still on the fence yourself, maybe you're autistic, maybe you're not, you gotta wonder what's gonna happen next. So let's talk about it. I got diagnosed at 63, old and autistic. Talk about problems with change. So my first step on the journey, focusing on memories of what once made me happy and increasing that in my life now. Then, dropping shoulds that I could never hope to achieve, which led me to examine everything and everyone that made me uncomfortable and reducing contact with them. I went through six phases, but it was all one long, surreal roller coaster ride. Ups, downs, sideways. But I found relief. Now, I'm an analytical, self-reflective kind of guy, so I took notes, then organized them. I worked with the traditional six stages, but more of a relief than a grief model. Number one. Disbelief. Waves of, that's me. That's not me. I needed reassurance. Read as much as I could. Some brief counseling ends my doubt. But it took a year or two. Two. Blame myself and everybody else in my life. I need to be angry. I'd been living in a dream state. Decades spent blocking out trauma. Another year or two. But I give up on whose fault it was. Three, arguing. Inside, outside. I stopped faking that I know what's going on. Ask for info when I need it. Worked on not masking. My autistic behaviors increase. Experiment with telling folks I'm autistic. Store cashiers, customer service reps, waitresses. Folks I have to deal with. Another year, maybe more. Four, shut down. I fucking give up. It's never going to get better. And no one gives a shit about me. 6 months. Five. Accommodating. It took me this long to find the comfort to change. Finding one tiny change that feels a little better. Then another. Couple of years. Making changes for my comfort, not others. I focus on four areas. Reducing sensory input to comfortable levels, exploring actively stimming to reduce anxiety, and because I enjoy it, spending as much time as I need alone, making my passionate interests the center of my life, not an NFT side hustle for the cash, not to win the Nobel Prize, but the sheer joy of the creative moment, the process, maybe do something meaningful for others. Transcript's got more info. Six, relief. An occasional moment, then another, a few weeks later, then a life worth getting out of bed for, and moments of joy. The worst, about 3 years in. The best, well, right now. Call it 6 years till I tossed around the phrase autistic joy, something I came to experience most days, in time. This is my journey from disbelief to relief to a chance for joy. To my fellow autists, whether you're diagnosed by a professional or your own self-knowledge, I'm sure yours is unique. So I hope this starts a conversation. Look, I'm not out to blow toxic positivity up your pant leg. Not every autist will run around turning handsprings, singing "The Hills Are Alive." And no one should imply that any autist who doesn't experience joy is somehow deficient. Trauma, disability, poverty, prejudice, these can crush joy in any life beyond any human effort. Whatever our similarities at birth, our lives make every autistic person different. Some autists pretty much always knew. After diagnosis, they carry on. Some may feel surprised at first, but then great relief. Their lives finally make sense. For some, finding other people who actually think and feel like they do, that's immediate joy. 'Cause who the freak knew? But my tribe, we scour blog posts, download podcasts, flick through videos, binge neuroclastic, search for signs, symptoms, diagnoses, anything written by a real autist. These are pain, confusion, anger. Our ritual greeting might be, "I don't know if I can hold on. How long is it going to take to just feel okay? Oh, and by the way, how's by you and the family?" We need help. We need reassurance. We need freaking hope. And sometimes official diagnosis doesn't help at all. It makes things we've been dodging all our lives painfully clear. Please note, this is only my experience. I have no intention of creating a system. Rigid symptom lists and recovery methods, despite everyone's best efforts, they degrade into goals to compete or fail at. Opportunities for folks to feel better than or worse than. Opportunities for webinars, books, counseling, professional fees. I only write what happened for me and hope reading it helps you reflect on your journey. But I suspect joy is our birthright, in our wiring, there for the taking if we're not overwhelmed by abuse, pain, illness, loneliness, poverty, bigotry, disability, societal prejudice. We are hardwired for joy. Could be all humans are. It just so happens that autistic joy and the things that invoke it are different for us than for other humans. How long does it take? Autistic joy is not a goal you reach, a state you achieve. It doesn't solve all your problems. It's not like enlightenment or anything, for me anyways. I still fight doubt, depression, difficulty functioning. But my life now, a shit ton better than, say, second grade, junior high, my teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, nearly all of my 50s. Turns out, when the chaos dies down, when the silence creeps back in, when the stims and passions come out to play again, joy dawns. One last story. I'm one of those special screwballs who chased sainthood my whole life, which is pretty funny, considering a lot of things that I've done and grew out of. I was Catholic through seventh grade, then rabidly started chasing gurus and enlightenment, which is a metric shit ton funnier, considering the lack of self-knowledge I possess after decades and decades of meditation and autistic review and re-review of every conversation, every note, every party. But I know from an overamped drive for perfection. Let's say I'm 70 now, happiest time of my autistic life, not too worried about some fabulous, unachievable autistic nirvana these days. Now, here's that story. That's why I love you. When my grandfather used to take me sailing out to Montauk Point, a sea journey from Bayshore, Long Island, at least as he sailed it on the ocean side, swinging out into the deep water. In his telling, it was a fabulous place, where the trees grew slanted from the constant offshore breezes. The grass on the golf course grew sideways. The wind carries all the sound away, but its roar in my ears creates a kind of hushed silence inside me. I always experience high anxiety as we lose sight of the shore. Just sky, waves, and constant rolling. Disoriented, like a whiteout in a blizzard, if you throw in some seasickness. But after an hour or so, I make my way to the prow and sit. Wind on my face, sun on my body, salt breeze filling my chest, quieting my heart. Anxiety, disorientation. I stop caring about the shoreline and the anxious life waiting for me on the other side for hours at a time. Who cares about sailing toward Montauk and its fabulous trees anymore or ever again? I'm busy breathing in this moment here.